You are listening to The Diabetic Lunchbox. The views and opinions of the show are those of its hosts and guests. And welcome to The Diabetic Lunchbox holiday episode. I am your host, Tim Rivera. I'm really glad to be back here with you guys. To those of you who have been keeping up with everything, thank you again also for believing in me and waiting on me to come back. I did take a hiatus, for those of you who may not know, about a month or so off to sort of get some things in check for me. One thing that a lot of people really are not 100% certain on with things is that how much the lifestyle can actually take on your mental health and put you inside a place. And also, just in reality, everything in the world right now. We're in a pandemic. We have different ordinances and mandates that a good chunk of people don't follow. And that's not fun. It's not fair. It stresses me out. And that's what happened. I got stressed out with that, work, and really trying to find a way to make the lunchbox great without actually putting work into it. I actually, last episode, episode 3, I owe a big apology, really, to you as the listeners. Not in a sense of me attacking people along the lines of how hateful they are towards vegans or anything like that. That I'm not taking back. That's real. And the fact that this area doesn't take care of vegans, yeah, I'm not taking that back either. That's real. I will not take back how much lack of support there is here for us. But I'm apologizing to you, the listeners, and to those who are diabetic, who are tuning into the show to get inspiration, get ideas in general, just to know that you're not alone. I made the Diabetic Lunchbox for the sole fact of being an inspiration to people. And I went off on that and focused more on my plant-based vegan lifestyle instead of really focusing on the diabetic lifestyle. Yes, I am trying to get away from the life of being a diabetic. I don't want to be type 2 for the rest of my life. But that doesn't mean that I need to step away from the fact of helping people who are going through it just as well as everyone else is. We have a large number of diabetics in this world, and if I can even touch the life of one person that has diabetes, I am satisfied, and I am doing this podcast for you. And, I mean, if anybody else wants to listen, that's cool too. But I want to apologize for the length of time that I did take away from this, and also for the lack of diabetes information inside this podcast. The whole point is to take care of you guys and to talk about that, and I didn't really do that. So this is my apology, saying I'm sorry for that, but I'm back, and I'm going to do my best to be better for y'all and for other diabetics out there, and better for myself. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and start with some thank yous. Thank you to John Stacy for making our wonderful intro and outro. I'm hoping to get a holiday one made soon, so I will be in contact with him very shortly. And also, I'd like to thank Beyond Type 2. No, they aren't sponsoring me, but in a sense, they sort of are. They used me as one of their ambassadors on my Instagram, The Diabetic Journey of Tim, where they wanted to talk to me about my story and ask me what made me beyond powerful. What did I do to not let type 2 diabetes take over my entire life, and for me just to accept it and continue with my daily lifestyle of fast food, Cokes, not working out, things like that. And at the time, I was 70 pounds down. So it was, you know, a big deal for me to be able to share my journey on everything that was happening. And they shared it and people liked it. I've had people start following my Instagram and ask me questions. So I really want to thank them for letting me be able to reach out to other people and also supporting other diabetics. One of the biggest things that makes it difficult for diabetics is that we feel that we're alone. Yes, we have family members that have it, but how many of us have family members that are diabetic that don't want to do anything? They don't want to fix themselves. They're like, well, this is my life. I'm done. Having that, it's kind of hard to be inspired to want to do anything. And Beyond Type 2 and Beyond Type 1, in reality, the whole Beyond series really does help give people a community to help you gain knowledge and, honestly, a better peace of mind of what you're going through. So I do want to thank them for giving me that outlet to be able to be an ambassador and help people out with my story. And if you guys want to go check them out, you can. They do have their website, or you can just find them on my Instagram as well. So with that, I guess since it's been a while since the last time we spoke, I have some updates, medical updates. I went to my doctor. That's right. I went to my doctor for my 3-month checkup at the end of October. So almost about a month now since I went to that visit. And I got some pretty good results. I will say pretty good because I don't want to get too excited, but hey, it's a benefit. So last time, remember, I went to the hospital in April with A1C of 18.5. That is not good. That is really bad. Like, really, really bad. Average is 13. I was 18. Well, I say average is 13. The max is 13. You shouldn't go above 13. And I did. So I technically should have died, but I didn't. Woo. Super glad. Whenever I went to the doctor, about a month later, a month of me being a plant-based vegan, it was a 5.6. Well, after this visit, I am at an A1C of 5. That's right, I am 5. I am technically on the scale of not diabetic anymore. So, hooray. I'm also 109 pounds down since I started this lifestyle in May. So 6 months of me doing my lifestyle, taking care of myself, doing the medications I need to, watching my sugars, exercising, has got me down 109 pounds. So I'm currently 294. I haven't been under 300 pounds in a decade. So this is really cool. I'm really excited about it. I'm happy. And I'm actually even more excited on the fact that I got taken off my medication. That's right. I am no longer on my metformin. I am free of my insulin, which I was free from the last time I went to the doctor. But still, I started out with 2 insulins, got off those, was on metformin, got off that. I see my doctor in February to see if I'm still not diabetic. Because as he says, you're pretty much not diabetic, but you're still on medication. So see you in February. We'll check your blood again and give you the official, okay, I'll see you in a year then, type of news. So I'm currently not on medication. I check my blood every once in a while. It ranges from 80 to 95 is what I've seen. So that is a real big benefit for me. I'm super excited because I am almost there. I've almost beaten type 2 diabetes. Yes, with plant-based vegan lifestyle. I will never step away from the fact that that's what's helped me, and that's what I've accepted in my life. I have officially decided I am going to be a practicing vegan, so I will also be looking at it in a sense of the animals' rights and things like that. I don't want to hear any lip from anybody. I don't care. If I'm not hurting you by me being that way, then I don't expect to get some hate from y'all because, you know, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not telling you you're doing wrong by eating meat. Well, you, what's the thing I always say on this? You do you. Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you healthy is all that matters. And that means the same for me. If it makes me happy, then I'm going to do it. Because it makes me happy and healthy. So with that, I do owe a lot to the vegan lifestyle. It is making a very big step in my life that is making me feel so much better. And I'm not going to change from that. With that as well, I owe a lot to, well, in reality, my support group. My fiance has been working really hard with me trying to be active. Granted, we've slowed down a little bit. That's also partially because it gets dark way too early now. Time change. I know, getting off subject, but the time change. Let's fix that. Let's get rid of daylight savings time because I don't need that. I want to be able to get home, change into my workout gear, and go for a walk. Go do something, but by the time I get home from work, the sun's already set. It's already dark outside. I want to go to bed. And it's only 6 o'clock. What is with that? Let's fix that. Anyways, so even though we've slowed down on that, my support group, my fiance has been a really big help, making sure that I still try and still focus on things. Since I went to the doctor, I was given permission to have a little bit of potatoes. So I had potatoes again, and I will tell you this, they still taste amazing. That won't change. But I do it in moderation. I don't eat potatoes every night. I don't fry them. I don't do anything like that. And I have limitations. I will sit there and say, okay, that's enough potatoes for me. Cut it off. So, you know, I've learned the mentality of a diabetic, which is everything in moderation. And I'm still practicing it, even though I've gotten the all clear. I think in reality, everybody in the world needs to practice a little moderation on things because that might change a lot of things. Anyways, my family also has been really supportive and making sure that I'm still doing okay. And it's a real big help. Having a support system is a big deal for a diabetic because you do feel alone and that's never fun to go through. So I owe a lot to everyone that has been here for me, whether you listen to the Lunchbox, follow me on my different social medias, everything like that. It means a lot. If you actually look at one of my pages, I posted a picture of me in a yellow shirt. I know this feels like it's off subject, but I promise it's actually on subject. That yellow shirt is actually a part of the prize. I say prize. It's a part of the participation of me completing my first 5K. That's right. I completed a 5K, which is 3.11 miles. And it was for Kindness is the Cause 5K for Palace Coffee, the local coffee shop here. It was a virtual one due to the fact that our numbers are climbing here in the Panhandle. Put on a mask, people. It's not that hard. But it was a digital one, or a virtual one, not digital. So we did ours in the little park in our neighborhood, and it was freezing cold. Like, really cold. Really, like, Panhandle wind freezing off your fingers cold. But we did it, and we completed it in less than an hour. I believe it was 43 minutes, is that what I think my time was? Which I was super excited about. The average time for most people to complete a 5K is an hour. So we did a little bit better than that, and I'm super excited. Still need a lot to work on, which I'm going to get back into it because I need to, because I miss going out there. I miss being outside and enjoying the fresh air, and since no one else likes to exercise here, it seems like, I get pretty much the run to everything myself, and it feels great. So, yeah, but there's that picture there showing me with my shirt, and it's the first 2XL shirt that I've had, like, brand new. All my other 2X shirts are here in my closet or in a box of shirts that I thought I was going to have to look at from a distance and cry because I can't fit in them anymore, which most of them I'm starting to fit into, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, so it was a big deal because that was a milestone for me. Wearing a 2X shirt, doing a 5K, I never thought I would do those things. I would see videos of people running 5Ks and I would get tired watching them. So the energy levels up and my, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Not inspiration, motivation. Motivation is up too because I'm doing this. I'm able to do things I haven't been able to. My legs look good. They're almost marching band level good from back in the day. So yeah, I feel energized. I feel great. All this news coming up, boom, A1C, weight loss, off my medication. All of it has been such an uplifting experience, and I really want other people to be able to feel that as well. So that's my update for medical-wise. I hope that you guys have some good ones. Please let me know. Let me know on one of my social medias that I have to give me a report saying, hey, I did this. Even if it's like, hey, I lost like a pound. Cool. Tell me and I will celebrate you and I will be so proud of you for doing that. Hey, I didn't eat that extra cookie. Hey, out of the 12 Oreos I ate, I actually put 2 of those back. That's cool. Good job. I'm proud of you. Moderation, moderation, moderation. Feeling happy, feeling healthy. That's the way to do it. So yeah. But speaking of moving on to the next subject of happy holidays. That's right. Happy holidays. This is going to be my main focus on this episode. I had to get through all the updates because blah, 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 blah updates. Now I'm going to get to the important stuff, the holiday season. everyone's excited about it, even though it's a time of a pandemic. What I'm going to definitely say, first of all, I'm going to get my opinions out of the way, because some people get offended by me saying this. I don't know why, but they do. Please don't go anywhere. Stay home. Be safe. Don't risk getting sick or getting anybody else sick. If you do go, please wear a mask. Be safe. Don't feel like you have to do anything. Don't let anybody guilt you into anything. Because you shouldn't be guilted into being with family. Your family should be able to respect everything that you're saying and saying, hey, I don't want to be there. I don't want to risk my health or your health. Because as everyone's saying, a Zoom Thanksgiving is going to prevent an ICU Christmas. I have so many people that are currently sick and have COVID that are diabetics, and it's a pretty scary experience for them. I've heard from them. They say that it's not fun. I have friends that are overweight, and they're, struggling. I have friends who aren't overweight and they're struggling. So let's think about that before we decide that we want to go into getting anybody sick or traveling. Let's try to stay home. Let's try to be safe. But if you do have to go out, I want to give you guys some basic ideas, certain things that you can do for yourself to keep you and your numbers in a good state. But I actually asked people some questions on my different social medias. Like, what are some of your favorite meals? What are your favorite things of Thanksgiving, food-wise? I will tell you this. I had very few people actually comment that were diabetics. But I had people comment some basic things that were there. Ham is a big one. Stuffing with cranberries. Mushroom gravy. Green bean casserole. Turkey. Desserts, man. Those are the tops. Those are the best things that you can ever go with. Everybody loves a good dessert. Pumpkin pie, cherry pie, apple pie. I'm going to have pies at my Thanksgiving. They're all going to be vegan. But guess what? That doesn't mean that they're not going to be full of sugar too. My biggest thing is I'm going to have to work on moderation. Moderation is going to be the main point of every single episode. You guys know this. But let's continue on with this. Whenever we go on to thinking of difficult things of the holidays, it's going to be pressure. Again, we talk about the family pressuring you to go, but if you do go, what are some of the things that'll happen is sometimes family likes to pressure us. They like to say, hey, just eat this. It'll be okay. It's not that big of a deal. One isn't going to hurt you. And that's not fair. Family members, if you're listening to this and you have a diabetic coming in, please do not try to make somebody feel bad for saying that they don't want an extra serving. They would not like that piece of pie. Don't make them feel like they have to eat more than they need to. Being a diabetic, especially if you're a diabetic that's on your own, we've learned to create a routine for us, a meal plan for us, something that makes us know where we can keep our levels in a good state. Family members don't know that. Even other diabetics may not know that, because not everybody does diabetes the same way as you do. So these are going to be some tips that I have from Beyond Type 1. So of course there's Beyond Type 2. Beyond Type 1 is just like it. So this is from beyondtype1.org. And it's the best 10 Thanksgiving tips to hit your plate. And one of the first ones I will bring up is talk to your host. Just as I said, let people know. Let them know, hey, I need to let you know I am diabetic. If they don't know you're diabetic, which they should if you're going to be going to a house. But if not, let them know. Especially before saying, hey, I got to be careful with what I eat. I'm curious what's on the menu. That way you could start planning out what you're going to get. Even offer to bring something. That's the next step. Offer to bring something. You know what you can cook. You know what you can eat. Make it. Let other people see what you eat. yes, you're worried, oh, are they going to like it? As a vegan, I will tell you this. I have people who sit there like, oh, man, it's vegan. That doesn't sound good. Then they look at the picture of it and they're like, wow, that looks amazing. That's not vegan. I'm like, it is vegan. And it tastes good. I've had people try food that I've made and they're like, that is amazing. I've also had people try my food and say it tastes terrible. It's a preference, but it doesn't hurt for you to bring something because that also shows that you're in the season of giving. You want people to be able to try everything and see what you eat. So they sort of get an idea of, as a diabetic, what you can have. And just because we're diabetic doesn't mean we can't have good food. People, get rid of this mentality that vegans and also diabetics, anybody that has any food restrictions, anybody who might have celiac disease where you can't have gluten, don't think that all the rest of their food is nasty, because it isn't. It's actually really good food. So don't shame them for that. Try it and enjoy it. Now, for those of you who are checking what you're eating by, like, measuring out servings, bring a measuring cup. You might think it's embarrassing, but it's better for you to know what you're eating and get the right amount instead of dealing with high sugar. Why would you want to struggle with more sugar problems just because you're embarrassed to bring a measuring cup or borrow one from the household that you're in? People shouldn't shame. Don't shame. Next thing I'm going to bring up. Sorry. The heavy breathing may sound like I didn't like what this one says. This one I agree with because it makes sense. Walk it off. Incorporating a brisk walk into the afternoon could help lower your levels. That's right. Going for a walk before you decide to watch the game or fall asleep or watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, although that's in the morning, so I don't know if you guys are having a Thanksgiving breakfast, but if you are, walk after the parade. Just get some of that energy going. It burns some stuff and it makes you feel good. It might actually wake you up from that turkey snooze that you're going to have, because since most of my listeners aren't vegan, you guys are going to have turkey. Turkey does that. So instead of falling asleep, walk it off first. Then if you're still tired, maybe you can take a little nap. But don't think about what you're doing. Don't think about, you know, I'm just going to use this as a cheat day. Don't do that. You know what a cheat day is. Cheat days are supposed to be where you have a little of something that is not on your normal list. Not a whole 10-course meal like Thanksgiving will be. If you want to add an extra slice of pie to your meal, cool, add that as your cheat day. But don't make the whole meal your cheat day, because Thanksgiving isn't exactly just a one meal. It's Thanksgiving lunch, second lunch, third lunch, fourth lunch, tea time, dinner, supper, snack, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, be paying attention to what you're doing. Don't use it as a cheat day. On that as well, consider the time that you guys are eating. We know what time we eat. I know exactly when I get breakfast in the morning, when I get lunch, and around the time when I get dinner. Making a meal like this or attending a dinner at anybody's house, whether it's the holidays or this, you need to know what time everybody's planning on actually eating. So if you need to have some snacks there just to keep an idea on your blood sugar if it's getting too low, because that does happen. We always talk about that, your blood sugar, oh, it's going to get too high, it's going to get too high. If it gets low, it's not fun. A lot of people who have low blood sugar will pass out, and it's, you know, they have no idea what's going on. They're very weak, they're very shaky. So consider the time that they're doing this. And if you haven't eaten something before and it's going to be 5 hours till the meal, eat something. Take a snack. I have snacks for me still. And I'm technically not diabetic anymore. But I have snacks because sometimes I do feel a little bit weak and a little bit shaky. So don't risk it. Be prepared. So yeah, those are going to be what I consider. I know I said top 10. I picked and choose which ones I felt were right for the show, because I do have some different beliefs than others do. Carb counting, things like that, I'm not a fan of counting calories either, just because I did attempt it and it didn't work very well for me. And I also, I just don't believe in limiting things. You know what your body can have. You know what you can do. So go for it. Don't try and assume that you have to do something because you heard it from somebody else. I don't have this show to tell people, you need to do this. You don't. You don't need to do what others are telling you. along the lines of your diabetes. You know your diabetes. You know what's good for you, so go for it. Follow your plan. Follow your instincts. Don't let anybody change what you're doing if it's working for you. Remember, be happy, be healthy. Those are the most important things for your daily life and definitely for the holidays. Don't let anybody shame you for the way you eat, for the way you are, for who you are. Because that's the most important thing, is being you. I know this kind of went off in a weird way because we were just talking about food. But it works for everything, honestly. Stay in your right mindset of your life. Don't feel you have to change yourself just because you're going to be around people or it's because it's the holidays. The holidays are supposed to be a time of joy and cheer. Togetherness, being with those you love. So no matter what, take the time before anything happens and really figure out yourself. Figure out what you're wanting this holiday season. And go with that. Go with what you want to have. If you want to go visit your family, be safe. Be careful. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. If you want to stay home, stay home. Eat at home. Don't feel like you have to be the bad guy in any of this. You make your decision and you go with it. As long as you're safe and happy, that's what matters the most to me. Besides that, I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in and listening. I'm going to go ahead and end the show right here. Be looking for me updating my social media and letting you guys know when the next episode's going to come out. I'm going to try to do these, I say every 2 weeks, I'm not going to guarantee it. I want to keep this as something fun. I want to do this as a way for me to be creative, have an outlet, yet also to make you guys feel inspired and know that you guys are not alone in any instance. So just be looking out. If you have questions, by all means, please feel free to contact me. You guys know my Instagram, The Diabetic Journey of Tim. I do have other social media too. I have my Twitter, which is DiabeticLunchBX. I couldn't do the box, sorry. And then my Facebook is Diabetic Lunchbox. You guys can go there, follow me, like, subscribe. I will try to do the YouTube channel again. I put only one episode up on that. I'm sorry. I know some people like it on there, but I'm on Podomatic, Spotify, Apple Podcast. So I feel like I'm on other sites, so you can listen if you need to. But if you guys want me to put it back on YouTube, let me know. Eventually, I might actually add a camera to it because I feel like that will add a more personal touch, is being able to see me. But until that time happens, just be glad with the ability of hearing my voice. So yeah, as always, everything I say in this podcast is what works for me, may not work for you. If you want to follow any of the lifestyle choices that I'm done, you can ask questions with your doctor, your therapist, anybody, dietitian. And if you have any questions for me, ask me. That's why I'm here. But besides that, you guys have a safe and happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye. We want to thank you for listening to today's episode. Please subscribe to The Lunchbox on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Podomatic. If you want to follow us on our social media, you can find us on Twitter at DiabeticLunchBX and on Facebook at DiabeticLunchbox. And a big thank you to John Stacy for writing this amazing intro and outro. Remember, just because this stuff worked for me, doesn't mean it'll work for you. Before you start any change in your lifestyle, please speak with your primary care physician, therapist, or dietitian.